left last Friday, left off in the middle, at the end of the thesis, by Mir Yishlachalik. So, several things. I mean, what does thesis say? First of all, thesis pointed out that even though the Lashon HaGemara is Takan Halachic Rabbeinu B'Gittin, doesn't mean only Gittin, because we are dealing with Gittin, but the Halachic Rabbeinu B'Shoshtar is true, because on that point the machlik between Rav and Shmuel, Rav says Halachic Rabbeinu B'Gittin Avu B'Shoshtar, but Shmuel says Halachic Rabbeinu Afil B'Shoshtar, and Duchas Yishmuel B'Dine. And then Tesis mentioned the Raya from the Morim Borobasra in the Iberia, Matante and Aksimulatri Gise. So then the question was between Rav Yisrael and Abaye whether it's kosher in spite of the fact that the Eidachsime were psuli, but it had it Misira Cheri. But everybody agrees, Rav Yisrael and Abaye, that if it didn't have Eidachsime psuli, no Eidachsime. They the Messiah, it would be kosher. And there it's Ishtamatone, so we see that Halacha Kerablezer Afil B'Shoshtoros also. And then Teisves mentioned the Shite, which is also the Shite of Abel Ephraim, that only the Messiah makes the Shtar into a Shtar, but the Yachsime without the Messiah doesn't make the Shtar into a Shtar. Doesn't make the Shtar into a Shtar. And what's the purpose of the Chzime? According to Rav Lezer, only as a Rai. In case the Misire go in the Zayam or they die, so then the Ishe, if she produces a get with the Chzime, so then Bezdin will give her a heta to get married, because even though in Misire calls it, that's making it a Shtakinyan. But as far as Rai is concerned, so even the pleasure is made that it's the Yachsime that make the star into a starai. But then the question arises, but if according to the pleasure, the Yachsime without the Nisir is not good, so if the Ishe produces the get, so it's a raya that the Baal was made so the get to her. Otherwise, how would it come into her hands? But what's the raya that he was Mesa Bifnei? That's no right, the fact that she produces. He could have been measured in the Bein Ebel in Atzmo. So there he says, Mistor Behachshanas. Now this Mistor Behachshanas, certainly if we assume, and that's the shita certainly of most Rishen, if not of all Rishen, that get doesn't require best. I mean, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that even Rashi and Yiris Mezir, that Stifkaya's business is only about Korchei. If I'll have time, I'll discuss that Rechamalajah. But Nidaite doesn't require Bezn. Doesn't require Bezn. So how can he say Mr. Bechamas? So obviously it's based upon the Cheskes Kashkos of the Baal. Since the dinator is that he get must be Nimsa in the presence of Eli Misire, so every Jew has a Cheskes Kashkos. So he's not going to do something that will be such a mirshali, or be machshali on her and other people in the Isarishish. In the Isarishish. So it's based upon the Chesed Kashrus of the Baal.
That's just an Umden, that's not Aiden.
It's not Aiden. So how could it be Aiden? What?
Umden is an offering of the Dovah Shabarah.
Yeah, as far as Bill is concerned, so true. There is a loch in Dovah Shabarah, Pachas Mishnayim. So that only implies an Idechot, there's no Nemonis. There are two alochas in Dovah Shabarah Shnayim. One aloch is in Dovah Shabarah Shnayim in Livrur, let's say Zinzo. There is Nashayach to say Likimado. That's the best drive in the morning service. If the Baal says Pesach Pesuach Mososi, so she's Asura. Why? Because Shavya Nafshech Tichad Yisure. But if snus would require Eidim Likimadova, so how could we apply Shavi Nafshitichad Yisure? She doesn't become Osa. So the answer is snus, as Reb Chaim explained it, since he doesn't hasser her. I mean, she becomes also by herself. It's not shayach to say likimado. Kimado is shayach to say when there is a Baal who affects the Kedushin, who affects the Gershin, it sees mice. So then, Dabashe Be'avo, any chalice in Dabashe Be'avo is not valid unless it is witnessed by it. But no, see.
The mice itself has it.
That's why the mice itself, and even if no one sees, she becomes also. It's not shayach to say the kiman. But there is another halacha, because we learn now it dova dova, apushnayim lishloi sheidim yokum dova, and here is gemotza be'avas dova. So there are two halachas. One we learn out on the bio perspective, on the bio level, we learn out just as momin requires the libure to eidim. And the dechod is not nemon, so he's not mevarer. So in Dovah Shebe'avo, ani bio level. So Dovah Shebe'avo also ani bio level. What a dechod has no nemones. It's not like shorisur. Shorisur me dechod has nemones, but Dovah Shebe'avo, so he has no nemones. So we mainly have no bio. But suppose we know to chazoke, Mr. Mebeach Shanasi. Don't call it eating. What difference does it make? Bio it is. If, let's say, why couldn't we say by momnes nidechot should be mivara? The answer is, nidechot has no nemones, so it's not a bio either. But when there are hichoches dodies, extraneous evidences, so then we don't care about the fact that it's not in him, so it's not in. But so chazokin pariyab sermani. Migi, I mean all kinds of biruim. Oh, so that's one halacha. But then there is another halacha that hani likim adovo, that we learn out from dovo dovo that it requires two eidim likim adovo. So likim adovo. So there it requires dafke eidim, not hichoches dodis is not enough.
Even to learn the way that Tzoris is dying in the round of the main function of Eidim Likim Adovah, it's
a little brewery,
would
Umdre
be good enough?
No, Umdre not. Only a bureau of Nemonis. What the Ksei says is not disagreeing with what I'm saying. He's only adding one point, that Eides doesn't mean Dafke Eides. Eides means Nemonis. But there is a basic difference between a bureau of Nemonis and an extraneous Echoch. So let's say if he does Baldin is nemones. It's not just an extraneous hechocher. It's nemones. The Baldovar has nemones. He does Baldin kimeidim domi. Just the Torah is mamin eidim. The Torah is mamin the Baldovar. So if by Kedushin and by Gittin a Baldovar would have nemones, so it would be likim adovar. It has to be capable of being this bare here. By Biro of Nemonis. But so Nemonis is also, that's the only Chiddush of the Tzeis. The only Chiddush of the Tzeis. But extraneous Hocha like Akoyes Loimara Nafshai, because the Tzeis will be made there. That, I mean, the Gemara says that even the Gabi Shamatone, Alachaskamo Vechamo, the Gabi Dosh Be'avo, because Eidus it isn't. Eidus it isn't. So you have to have, it's not the mones, Achoy's mamsi. Achoy is judges and the mones. Because there's an undernet, they don't want to hurt the reputation. Some maybe it's a raya. So it's same raya as the Morin Seder says, that they heard from the bird that Nistero, Nitnio. So the mones, the bird is the mones. But the fact that if the bird says something, so that's a bigger hoch. It's a bigger hoch than when a human being says something. But nemones it isn't. Nemones it isn't. So achoyes is just a hoch like chazokin poriyah b'sirs manei, like mige, malui, shake, all these things. Mashinkin, he does baldin, is nemones. So if it hadn't been chavlach, like he says, so then it would be likim adovah. But because nemones of Baldovo, if he has the monos, he's all Seiris.
The monos point in place is
Eidus. If Baldovo had the monos,
so he's Eidus.
So that is just as good as Eidus to validate the Gishma.
Because Eidus means also Nemonis.
Yeah.
It's another form of Nemonis.
It doesn't make any difference whether it's Nemonis by someone who has a Halishan Eid or Nemonis because Baldovo. As long as it's Nemonis.
That's called Eidus.
That's called Eidus. Well, we'll soon see that the Rajbushit is not like that. Not like this. We'll soon see. I mean, what the Ksei says is Beferesh. Neged the Rashba. About other Rishim, I don't know. But in the Rashba, we'll soon see it. So
even though he's not saying anything, but since he's there, it's like there's aid in there.
Yes, so the Ksais Lomdes is that the halacha of Likim HaDover is it has to be witnessed by someone who is capable for Nemones to be Mevarit. But Achoyes, let's say it will be witnessed, one will be Mikadosh and Isha in the presence of judges in courts. They won't lie. But that's only a Chochas Doris. So it's not capable of being Nisbareya Funemonis. So then the Dushan is no Dushan. So Teisa says, first Teisa says that we paskin like Rablezer and Ostars. Then Teisa says that according to Rablezer, a dechsime without a nisir is no good. And Teisa applies it at first. Then Teisa says maybe Beshtamaton is different. But at first Teisa goes with the assumption that according to Rablezer, the Misira Kalsa, so the Chsim without it, in the Misira is no good even Bashtamatan. Then Teisves mentions another point, Chidesh, in the name of Rabnatam, that by Gittin, even according to Rab Meir, who says the Chsim Kalsa, but there is another requirement, Kimado. So, what does that Rishayim say? Other Shem say just the opposite, that not only Alibi de Rab Meir we don't need in Misira, even Alibi de Rab Lezer de Chsime would be good enough in Shosh Torres and in Gittin too. So in Shosh Torres, whether why is it good enough, so is a machlek is between the Ramban and the Ran, whether because when Rab Lezer say in Misira Kalse, so he means Afi de Misira Kalse, but the Chsime is also Kalse. Or the Ram says because the Yechsime become the Misere, but on the other aloha by the Rif, that even by Gittin, so the Yechsime without Misere is good, but the question is it needs even Likim Adoro, so even the Ramban will be made it. It is Likim Adoro because the Yechsime are considered like the Misere under the aloha of Likim Adoro. The Ramban Shite is, they're not considered Eidi Misire under the Aloch of Shtores. Or Shtores, because but under the Alocha of Rikima Dovor, so the Ramban is made it to the Ran, that the Yachsime become Edim Yisrael. Alright, so that is, so what Teisves, the Teisves Shiti is, that as far as Shtores and Kolat Yerikula is concerned, so Yachsime, according to Rav Lezer, cannot validate the Shtar into a Chefza Vishtar. Only Edim Yisrael. And then, as far as Gittin is concerned, so even Rav Meir, who says the Yachsime validates the Shtar, alright, so it's a Shtar, it's a get. But the Maisa Gerson takes place at the time of the Mesire. So if it's not witnessed by the Mesire, so it, the Likim Adoro is lacking. Then Teisves says, they the Rogo Ramtam Lima Adafil Ramilishans again, those were all shine. The Hainstamatam is Karka, Ustameha, Shulikin Karka, Vinle Raye, a male plum, the blazer. If you do actually not sleep with Nadin, then that's Hamletamshi. But Taisa says, no. In other words, in this case, Taisa says it's Sophic. But in Taisa says, the feud, so Taisa says it. Not a stool chain is, not a sophic, but pshites, that not like Rabbi Tam. Whereas Rabbi Tam holds that according to Rabbi Lezer, that in Misere cars, so either sin without Misere is not good even by Shtamatone. In Tamatone, so Teisves here has a lotion, and Teisves in the feud says it be pshites without tool chain is. That according that by Shlamatone, even according to Rav Lezer, a Yachsime without any Misira is good. Why? Miri Shlachari. That's where we left off. The linear moment in Hanyu does Baldin Kimeidim, Sadik Sage, a Yachsime, and Kimidas Baldin. Avo Bikdushino Gereshin, Limahanye does Baldin, Mishum de Mechayev Lacherin, the Bikdush Nosala Krevim, or the Gereshin Nosalakim. So what's the pshat? The pshat, I think, is as follows. In other words, Teisve Shite, Rav Natam Shite, is twofold. Number one, that insofar as validating the shtar as a shtar, so is concerned, so according to Rav Lezer, only the Misire, Eidech Sime cannot validate the shtar. And then there is another aloche, that by get, without the Misire, even according to Rav Meir, that the Shtar is a valid Shtar for the Yachsime, but without the Misire, so the Likim Adovo is lacking. So Teisves, here says no. He accepts Rav Natam Shite in regard to get that Mitzad Likim Adovo, so even a little bit of Rav Meir, it has to have Eidim Likim Adovo, Eidim Misire Likim Adovo. But the other shita of Rav Natam, that Bashlamatone, Eidech Sime without the Misira is no good, it's not a Chefetz of Shtar. So Teisve says it is a Chefetz of Shtar. In other words, he agrees in regard to other Shtores with the other Rishenim. But we have two versions of the other Rishenim. One is the shita of the Ramban, and one is the shita of the Ran. The sheet of the Ramban is a Yachsim without Misere is good, because when Rav Lezer says in Misere Kalsi, it means after Misere Kalsi, but the Yachsim also, certainly, and the sheet of the Ran is no. When Rav Lezer says in Misere Kalsi, it means only the Misere, but the Yachsim become a Misere. Now, when Teisve says here, in the feud, that by Shlamatone, Yachsim is good without him, Eidim Misire. Is it on the basis of the Ramban's Lomdes or is it on the basis of the Ran's Lomdes? So it's mashma from this taste, especially taste of the feud, on the basis of the Ran's Lomdes. Because if it's on the basis of the Ramban's Lomdes, so why does he mention that Baldin, not Baldin, has no bearing on it? It's another aloch, has nothing to do with it as Baldin or not it as Baldin.
Does the benefit necessitate Eidim Misire by Shar Shtoris? Also din of Shtoris or also din of Eidim
Misire? Din of Shtoris, by Shar Shtoris, there is no din of Likim Adovo. No din of Likim. And even if we say like it says, there is Likim Adovo, all right, but he does Baldin, he's also Eidim, you know, so. So
the Tam definitely is masking as I find that there is within it could be able to keep him at the world.
What is that?
I mean, even if the Rebbeinu Tam would hold me this,
no, so it's a higher from these stations that these stations does not go along with the Xis Lomnes. All right, we'll soon see. All right. Bil Yesh Lechalek. In the moment, the Mahani does Baldin Kimeidin, Sage Beidach Simeb, and Kimi does Baldin. So the question is, let's taste the say simply. Mi Yesh Lechalek, the moment, that there is no din of likim at all, so is sage beidachsime. Below it, Misir, Mashain, Kim, Dushne Gerish, and there is aloha of likim at all, so lo is sage. Why does he have to inject with does body? Why do they have to inject with does body? Now, according to the Kseis, Lomnes, the whole Indian of Chavlachrine means that actually, the likim adovah does not require dafkei. The likim adovah implies that if a kinyan, and that halacha applies to momen as well, because we learn out of adovah in momen. So if by momen there is no prerequisite of likim adovah, Meir HaTei said there should be prerequisite of likim adovah by dovah shebe'al. So the Xis, that's the Xis Rais, the Xis says in the Ram. By moment there is also a prerequisite of the Kimador. But the Kimador doesn't mean that in order that the king and moment should, let's say, Mechire or Matone should be Chal, so it has to be witnessed by him. It has to be witnessed by someone who has the monies, by an observer who has the monies. If it's witnessed by Idechot, so he's an observer that has no nemores. But every time by mummy a person carries out a transaction, gives him a tonne, gives him a chira, and so on, so it is witnessed by himself. After all, he carries out a transaction. So he knows, so he observes his own transaction. And he himself is a baldovo, he has nemores. So mimele, It is likim adov, and by gdushin and gitten, if it hadn't been chavlach rine, so it would also be likim adov. It would also be likim adov. But it's chavlach rine, some mele is nothing. So if you want, you can explain the tasteless even along the lomdes of the taste, and you'll say. Why? Because just as. What is that? Not words. Because Hidas Baldin is good by money. Likim adov, as the Ksei says, you could explain it.
He's good.
Likim adov. Why? Because the Baldin himself witnesses the transaction. The transaction, the Misira, yeah. The Misira. So Mele, and he has mnemones to be Mivaret. So it's like Eidim Misira. So here, Idechsime, so can also be Mivaret. For the Rai of Storis, they can be Mivaret that there was a Misira. So mele, it's also good. Avo bidushin v'geirashin. Limahani, one second, I'm saying it, but it's not so smooth. Avo bidushin v'geirashin, limahani edol batin. Mishum nimchayiv l'achirin, dibidushin oslaakirin, kreishin oslaakirin. So that's why Yechsim is not good. But if we accept the lomdes of the Ktseis, why the Ktseis is difficult? So why does he say Abdushim Gerish Lomhan Yadim Shimchai Vachem? But here we're not dealing with Hidos Baldin, we are dealing with Agoda Seid Yachsime. Monefshah. So according to Seis Lomdes, Dovah Shber Ikima Dovah doesn't mean Eidiriye. It means it has to be capable of being Nizbara. Nizbara. So if by Dushim wouldn't be Chavlach Rine, so then it would be Likim Adovah. every Amkadish Beinel Benatzmo would have Likim Adam. Why? Because it's observed by the Baal himself. By the Baal, the Yisho, the Baal Yidvor. So they can be Mevara. If they will be made there, so it will be Mevara. But they have no Nemones, so they cannot be Mevara. But so that's the reason as to why Hamkadesh is a Yisho, Beinel Benatzmo is not for the Deshes. Because the Likim Adov is lacking. But when there is Mikadesh with the Shtar, or Shtar Gushin, or he gives a get, so then it is Mevara. They Yachsime are Mevara. No one denies that there is a Rai of Shtores.
Maybe
Tesis
means that
by
Messiah there has to be either
Eid
HaMasir
or Eid HaSvim HaDos Baldin. So, all of Ben Mamdus could say that since the Baldin is there,
so
it's
not
right.
Going
to be the
longest
of the Rats. And when you have Eid HaSvim, so you have Eid HaSvim. Suppose the Nis Matone, Ruven, gave a star to Shimon. In that star he states, I am Makne my soul to you, Shimon. And he tells Eid HaSvim. And suppose the Nisim comes to Bezni and says, I never was Mesa the Shtalte. He grabbed it, he came to my house, and he grabbed it from my drawer. So it'll still be effective. So there is no other body. Why? Because of Eid HaSvim. So why does Teisve say, the umiyish lechalak the imomim the mahani idaz baldim kimeidim sade beidachsimim kimeidaz baldim. Teve should have said very simply, why does he have to mention chavlachine and not chavlachine? It's not relevant. By momain there is always likim adavo, because even by world baldim. So there is the Kimadavo, because the Baldin is Nemones, so it is Nisbarer, it's capable of being Nisbarer through the Agode of the Baldon. So Mimele, by Idechsime also, it's capable of being Nisbarer through the Idechsime. Why does Teisa say Sage by Idechsime in Kimigaz Baldin?
I thought Teisa means is that. Is it possible to say that like those who make them dummy is together eating lekium eating riyah? The Pshat is that if a
day's
Baldin tomato dummy is some sort of an
Eid
itself.
So the Baldovo is an Eid Ria too.
Right. Okay. But the only time it's an Eid Ria is only when there's Eid Chasimah, because there's no Eid Chasimah, there's no Eid Baldin. If I go over to a corner to somebody and give him something without any Eid Chasimah, so there is no Eid Baldin. When is there Eid Baldin? When I give him something that on the Shtar is Eid Chasimah, so that's when there's Eid Baldin. But if there's no Eid Chasimah, so it's felt in the Gantz Eid Baldin. I could retract it in a second.
All right, very good. In other words, Teisa Shiti is that in order to be valid mitzad l'kim adovo, so it requires a deriye. What kind of a deriye? An a deriye that could be an a bill. Now, if it is seen by an isho, by a koref, by a goy, so it's not valid. But if it is witnessed, observed, by someone who has pneumonis to be valid, then it's valid. But it has to be observed, not just be capable of being his valid. Some Mela Tesis doesn't say simply, since there is no requirement of Likim Adovo, some Mela Yachsime is good enough. Because there is, according to the Tesis, There is a requirement of Likim Adovo. But what does Likim Adovo mean? It has to be witnessed. It has to be seen, observed by someone who has mnemonis to be Mivar. So if they are Idechsime, so then we know that the Baldovo was made it. How do we know that the Baldovo was made it? So, in order to explain that, we have to say what Rabbi Michael Feinstein said. I mean, he didn't discuss the thesis, because Idechsime essentially are testifying on what thing? and the Nasim Das HaMishchayev. The Nasim Das HaMishchayev, that he does Baldin. But Nasim Das HaMishchayev, in other words, the Yerxime testify, the Baldin, Ruvain told us to execute a shtar. Execute what kind of a shtar? A shtar whereby his sode will be transferred to Shimon. And now Shimon holds the shtar matone. So mele, through the yachsime, we have before us, we are mikabaladis. We are mikabaladis and the nasin tzal mishayev. And the dasa mishayev, that's it doi. That's it doi. Now, so, because of that, there's the pshat and tesis. Because of that, there are a number of achayim, and the ksais rejects it. He's right, the ksais, that the according to Teisves, by Matone it will be effective even without Yerxim and without Ksav Yodei, as long as the Nesin will come to Bezdin and say, well, I told the Sefer to write it and I was Mesafe. So the Ksei says that's not so. Why did they say that, a thing like that? Because Teisves says the Mahani Yishlechalik. What do you mean? Why do you say bin kimi das baldin? Let him say it. It's no din of likim adovo. So we only are interested in mivare the kinyan. So edachsim is mivare. No, according to everybody, edim achsum lashdan ashkarsim bezin. So it's mivare. Is the best bill. Why does he have to emphasize the answer is that there is a, according to the Ksais, I mean I'm saying it the way the Ksais explained it, because the halacha of Likim Adovo that we learn out Dovo Dovo Mimomein, so that means just as by Momein there is halacha of Likim Adovo, also by Avo there is also. Where is the halacha of Likim Adovo? There is, because a kinyan is not effective unless it is witnessed by someone who has nemones to be mivara the kinyan. So by Momein, even if there are no edim, but he just was makne the sode to Shimon, no one is around, but he saw it. And he is able, so he is an Eidriye. And what kind of an Eidriye is he? He's an Eidriye that has nemones to be mivareh through his agone. So mele, it's validated by his Riye. So the question is, that's in the case where the Baldovor, he himself says that he was Makne, but suppose that the Baldova doesn't come to best, the Baldova is Minasyan, or the Baldova died, I mean, suppose, and then the Mikavu Matone Shimon produces, and Shimon produces the Eidim, so then we say, the Eide Hasime, when they signed their names on the Shtam Matone, What did they explicitly testify? What? About the Matone? Maybe he'll change his mind. They don't know themselves. So the direct testimony was on one thing, on the Nasim Das HaMishchayev. On Nasim Das HaMishchayev. Even Reb Chaim will agree that. Reb Chaim only says that the halacha of Shtores is that once the Eidim are magid, testify explicitly on the Nasim Das HaMishchayev, so mele through the exercise of Shtores, they become Eidim and everything else too. But the base is the Hagode and the Nasim Das HaMishchayev. That's the essential thing in Shtores. By testifying and the Nasim Das HaMishchayev, they become Eidim and everything in the world. Things that they did not see us yet, and they don't know at the time of the signing whether they'll see it. So al pidin they become Eidus and everything. But the base is the Hagodah and the Nasim is Asa Mishayim. And what's Nasim Mishayim mean? Nasim Mishayim means he does Baldin. They testify that the Baldin told them to sign Ishtar, whereby he intends, he expects to be making the Sodet Shimon. So there is a testimony on the That's how so then Samachim say Mimele, even if Anoidachim, but the Baldin comes to Bezin, the Mikabo Matone has Ishtar. It's written Biksav Sefer, not Biksav Yodeh. But the Nelson Ruven comes to Bezin and says that I was Mesa the Shtar. So even then, it's a good matter. That's a bit Chiddush. Because they deduce it from the stasis, because stasis says, Sagi, mit mir ist der Chalab nicht mehr mit dem Hanje, die das Baldin. Kimeid, Sagi, mit der Chsime, mit dem Kimeid, das Baldin. So it's a Kavachimer of logic, they say. If when there is no Idoi, so just the Chsime, the Baldin doesn't come to best. That he was Mesel Nishtar. The Baldin doesn't come to best. So still we say, if the Mekam Matone produces the Shtar Matone, and the Ari Dechsime, so then the Dechsime is a good substitute for Idos Baldin. Why? because the Dechsime testify, in effect, that the Baldin told them to sign it, so that we already Mekab Ladies, that the Baldin was made it. So Haskama Vechamo, when the Baldin himself in person comes to best, and he's made his Messiah, so it's certainly good. So he says, no. It has to be a Idas Baldin that is intrinsic, not extrinsic to the Shtar. In order that the Shtar should be an effective Shtar, so the Idoye's Baldin has to be inherent in the Shtar, intrinsic in the Shtar. So if they are Eder Sime, so they testify in the Shtar that he was made there. So there is a couple of Seders inherent in the Shtar and the Idoas Baldin. But if they are no Eden, and it's not Ksav Yodeh, and he just Ksav Sefer, but he comes to Bezin and he says, I was Meiseya. So there is no Idoye that is intrinsic, only an extrinsic Idoye. Extrinsic Idoye? So what kind of a Shtar is it? It's a Chasper Alme. I mean, that lomdus of the Tzeis is, you can't even argue against it. I mean, it's a Pele that there are certain Achreinim who say, according to Tzeis, even without Idechsim and without Tzav Yodeh, just the Baldin, the Nesin, comes to Bezin and testifies, I was Meis of the Shtar to the Mikabel, so it's also a good Shtar. What kind of a Shtar is it? He does Baldin, has to be inside the Shtar. So, inside the Shtar. This is how the Xeis explains the thesis. Aval B'Kdushin V'Gerashin. So then the question arises, so by Dushin Gerashin also, if there are Idechsime and no Idemisire, so the Idechsime testify and the Nasim das Amischayev of the Baal and the Ishon, everybody, so Mele, there is Idoas Baldin inside the Shtar, there is Idoas Baldin inside in the Shtar, so it was witnessed, even though the Chassime themselves did not witness the Gersh, because Kesvin Shtar, Kesvin Getli Baal Afal Pishenisht Ime, so they didn't witness the Gersh. They don't even know where the Gersh took place. Maybe the Baal was Chazar, he changed his mind, he reconciled with his wife. So, but since the Isha produces the Get, so Mele and the Dechsime testify and the Nasim das Amischayev of the Baal. So Mele there is a Kabbalah Seydes. In Machsumas Laskan Sin Bezdin, there is a Kabbalah Seydes and the Nasim das Amischayev. That is a Doi of the Baal, which is intrinsic. So it should also be a good get. So he says no, but it has to be observed by someone who is Nemon to be Mivareh. But it's Chavlachim, he's not them. This is how the Ksais explains the teachings. It's very good. But the Chiddush of Ksais is that by moment there is also halacha from Kimatok. Also halacha. The Rashba in Gdushin says explicitly to the country. Now let's see the Gemara in Gdushin. So that's very good what you said. The reason as to why Teisves injects Idras Baldin, why doesn't they say we don't need the Kima Doro? According to the Ksais Lomdes, because the Kima Doro that is required implies it has to be an Idril. So it's a key and moment, every key and moment also. In order that the kinyan, the transaction, should be valid, it has to be witnessed, observed by Edim. But Edim doesn't mean Edim. Edim means any person who has nemonis, who can be mivar. Some mele by momen, even if it's ben eli ben oi, I mean the nation and the mikabel, no one else sees it, but the nation mikabel see it, and they also have nemonis. So there is Likim Adobo, but the same thing should be true by Kedushin. If they had Nemonis, but the only trouble is that by Kedushin they don't have Nemonis, because it's Asala Akrevin, and by Gerashin it's Asala Akrevin.
Doesn't have to be an act of Bidois for them to make them taking place for Shasta and Sira, it just has to be witnessed by someone.
That's right, yes, it has to be witnessed. Yeah. But it has to be witnessed by someone who has the potential of being mivaret, funamonis. The main thing is the witnessing it, the observing, the idriye. But it has to be observed by someone who has the potential funamonis to be mivaret. So by momen, it is always witnessed and observed by someone who is nemon to be mivaret, who by whom the Eldover himself.
That's not the way Ksais learns in the Rambam. Because Ksais learns in the Rambam, you don't even have to have a witness. It's just
But in Teisves, because he has to say it in Teisves, because he couldn't say that pshat in Teisves. The Teis says that in the Rambam Darif, because they say even by Gittin and by Gdushin, so either Simi without it in the series is good enough. But if the Ramtam says no, so why does Ramtam say no? Because it requires Idriye. And either Simi, Amivare, but they are Idibiro, but they're not Idriye. So Rab Chaim says they are Idriye, because they're all right. So the Ksais doesn't like that Lomdes of Rab Chaim. Mashainkin, according to Teisves, who says that Eidachsime, even according to Remeya, Eidachsime without any Messiah is no good because the Likrimadova is lacking. So they certainly hold that it has to be sin mamish. So why is it good by Momain without Edim? Because it is sin. It is sin by Baldova himself. And Edim doesn't mean Edim. Edim means anybody who has Nemonis. So, I mean, it's very good, the Pshat of the Ksais.
Why does it have to be intrinsic in Ishtar itself, this Eidim?
How can Ishtar become a Chefz of Ishtar through a mnemonis that is not intrinsic? You ask, how about Eidim Sireh?
Right.
So that's Gzeres HaKosov. V'hoid Eidim. That's Gzeres HaKosov. That's Gzeres HaKosov. Kontra Blazer, Eidim Sireh Karlsson. So that's Shtores. But so the halacha of Shtores was given is be flayed, but not Gabaldova. We don't say that. Now let's see the Rashba. But we have to go over a piece of Gemara to understand the Rashba in Dushin. We have to go over a piece of Gemara, and here the Rashba mentions Beferesh Neiliksitz Tepel. Now the Gemara in Dushin Daf Samachay on the base says my Avalo in the middle of Samachay on the base my Avalo Hamikadosh b'dechot. So whether the Kedushin is Dushin or not Dushin. The Gemara discussed, my Havalo, Rav Kana Omar, in Cheshishin Kedushin. It's no Kedushin. And Rav Popo Omar, Cheshishin Kedushin. Omar Le, Rav Asher, Rav Kana, my Daitoch. Why do you, Rav Kana, say, in Cheshishin Kedushin, she doesn't require a get? But he offers Dover Dover Mimome. Because, like Tishnai, by Mome, the Torah says, Al Pishnai Mushleisho Eidin Yokum Dovo. That's in the parish of Elim Zemim, I think. Al Pishnai Mushleisho Eidin Yokum Dovo. So, by Elvo, the Torah says, Kimotsa Boyavas Dovo. So, Yalfinum Dovo Dovo Mome. Imal Halon. So, just as Mome requires Eidin, Eidechod is not Nemon. So here, Dechod is not Nemon either. So learn out. Imal halon idaz baldin kimei indome, afkani idaz baldin kimei indome. Omalei, hosom luik chayv lachrine, hochei ko chayv lachrine. So, this is how the Xeis explains it. Now then, the Gemara mentions, I'm going over that piece of Gemara because the Rashbo mentions it. Marzutre veravade sove bnei de Rav Mori balisea polik nirsaye bahadadode. In other words, Marzutre and Ravade sove, the sons of Rav Mori balisea had to make a chluke, the royosh, so they had to make a chluke. Also, the kame de Rav Ashe, omolei al pishnei edim, shnei medim. Omar Rachmone, di boi limedea, limotza hadrebu, why does the Torah say Al Pishnai Meidim Shloish Eidim Yakundomo? Does it say it in that they shouldn't be in a position to deny? To be chayza. Suppose they change their mind, so they'll deny. But we have no intentions of denying. I mean, we are honest people. Some male we don't need Eidim. In other words, he doesn't need Eidim Likimadoras, like they say. Oh, it's not like it says exactly. When the Torah says Al Pishnai Meidim, Mashnai Mushleish Eidim, Yokum Dovo, so it's not in order to mivare, in order to validate the transaction, the kinyan, it requires Eidim. So mainly, even though we are honest people and we don't expect to lie and to deny, so we still need Eidim, because otherwise it's not valid. In other words, what was the Abaye? The Abaye was whether a Kinyan Imomim, Chluk is also a Kinyan Imomim, requires Eidim Likima Dovo, or it doesn't require anything. Only it requires Eidim in order to... The answer, Pashtus Haloshin of the answer, is not like the Tzeis. Even though the Tzeis mentions this in more as a variety, because the more is. So Omalu Leivre Sadel Lishakre. So what did Leivre Sadel Lishakre? That Al Pishnai Meidim Mishla, Pishnai Mishleish Eidim, Yokum Dovo does not imply that Eidim are required to validate the Kinyan. Eidim are required to defend oneself against the Ramai, who is ready to lie. God says, explain it, Loivre Sadel Shakra, true, that Al Pishnai made Mishleish Eidim, Pishnai Mishleish Eidim Yokum Dovo implies that to be witnessed by Eidim is necessary in order to make the transaction valid. But it's not Eidim as such, it is Lishakra, in other words, it has to be witnessed by someone who can who can be Nivar. So how is that? So even without Edim, it can be Nisbara. Why can it be Nisbara? Because it can be made. So why was the answer by the Gemara, by Rav Ashi, Leivos Hadol Leshakre? Leivos Hadol Leshakre means
it's only
beer. Only beer. All right, so that the lotion of the Gemara doesn't tend to indicate like it says, all right. But we'll soon see what the Rashba says. But it can be explained. We'll soon see the Rashba. Now, the Gemara said, the Alf, my eyes of the Alf is the word of Omim, Momein, Imal Halon does what Link made him, the Afghani does what Link made him, Dome, Omale Hosom Lik Chai Vlachine, Hochek Chai Vlachine. So how does Rashi say, Lik Chai Vlachine, and Chav Vlachine, be Dosisu, She Nifsad Alhu, Hochek or Chai Vlachine, She Kreviseo Nesrobe, U Krivof Nesorbo. That's why it's Chav Vlachine. So then the Shaila, how about get? So Teisve says it is Chavlach, our thesis, because Lakeen, the Rashbo Yivome says it's not Chavlach, because until the Gereshin she's also to everybody, Keen, Yisrael, everybody. Now she'll only be Asura to Keens, on the contrary, the detriment is reduced to a minimum, not, but why does they say it is Chavlach after all? It is reduced to a minimum? No, but suppose he'll die. See, if there hadn't been a get, so then there would be no detriment to the get. Now that there is a get, so it's worse. So even after he dies, he'll not be allowed to get married again. That's the issue. Now let's see the Rashba, Chidusha Rashba. So Rashi explains Chavlachine in the sense that he asks on the grave. The asses on the tree. Omale, Ravashe, or there is a Chidusha, I have a Chidusha Rashba here. Next Chidusha Rashba. Omalei, Ravashel Ravkan, my daitoch, the Alf is dover dover moment. In Halon, he does Baldin Kimeidin, Afkan, he does Baldin Kimeidin, Omalei, Hosom Lemechai Vlachine, Hoche Mechai Vlachine, Pierce Rashe, Hoche Komechai Vlachine, Shekreviseone Soresbe, Ukrebov Nesorimbo, Vikashel Yoche, Gea Vigiers. If the only reason is why the Baldova is not the Mikadish of Mikudeshes, is not Nemon, is because he's Chayrachin, he asks a craving, suppose the Mikadish is Igea and the Mikudeshes is Igeas. So they have no craving. So there is no element of Chavlachin. So in such a case, if Igea will be Mikadish Igeas, so then we should say without Edim, it's because according to the say slumdes, it's a strong cash because then if there is the kimadoro, it's witnessed by the ger and the geres, and they have nemonis to nevar, or even not a ger, why dafke ger? Suppose they are Israeli murim, but not every Jew has the kreves. Only if he has a sister, he has a mother, he has a daughter, but suppose the Mikadish has no sister, and he has no brother, and so on, and Mikudesh doesn't have the Shisha Krevis. Every woman has the Shisha Krevis. There are certain women who are a Bas Yechide, and their mother doesn't live. I mean, so then there is no element of Chavlach in it. So in such a case, even without Edim, it should be Mikudesh. Very strong cash. Iname Mishen le Krevim, She Yesu Machmas Mishen, Tumachai Vlachine, Neime Yidu Az Baldin Kozei Seidim. ואם כן עקיב דיבר ממחייב לאחרינה, אבי מוקאים דון מחייב לאחרינה לציבה הגיעה בגהירס, or what the מקדיש and מקודשס, don't have any craving, so, כיוון, ואינמה מי שאי, ואם אתם עקיב דיבר ממחייב לאחרינה, אבי מוקאים ממחייב לאחרינה, למענה כדי שלא יאמרו, מי שאין להם קריבים נמנס, שיש להם, מי שאין להם קריבים נמנס, שיש להם אין נמנס, well, first of all, I mean, how could you say, שלא יאמרו, that שייך לדרבון, I mean, see, it's a question of the rice. So, in other words, I'll say, so it's exos hakosum, it's not mistaba that the Torah should be mechalik between one situation and other situation, that the Torah is mamin the mikadish the mikodeshes in case of a regular person who has many craving and is not mamin and who has craving and is mamin in case of a year. It's in kain in sato dvarachol yishurim. So that's his svore in the gzeres hakos. That's what the Rashbam says. So he says. וגם אם אינם לא הוכל דימוקים שחב לאחרים אין אינמון כדי יספר כאישה שנסעו מנו. But by moment, we do say, if it is a situation where it's חב לאחרים, let's say, when it's to the detriment of the ליקוחס, so then, let's say, so the leave is not נמון. Let's say, if the leave has no נחוסים מחירים, and the it's only nechosim mishabodim, so he has no nemones. He has no nemones because so why don't we say there too? I mean, nesatu v'achal yishur. Umistabre docha perushi mechayev lachine dinesra al kulal mebeidosu zu vein lichol. Meide shenizkatzo shen mechayeves achere vechen pirsh rach. So the rach of Mechananel explains it differently. Rashi explains it chav lachrine because he asks her and the craving, his craving, her craving and so on. So but the Rav Mechananel says no, because when the Baal or the Isha say we got married together, so then it's to the detriment of any other man. So any other man, no other person can marry her. She's an ishishish. That's how Rabbi Chananel is. So then the Rashba is the kasha against Rabbi Chananel. So the chinker shrach pomim shebo echot vikicho vinimtso vidoso mechai v'lachere amir akatekash מי מחייב עסיקה? די מי ישלי עלו ומי שייך בעיני נשי חייב עליהן בידוסו אותו מי שהידה שמוך עשוד לחבר אין נמון ומקרין לי מחייב לחינה. So, on the surface one would think he only has that kashe according to Rabbi Chananel's pshat, but not according to Rashi's pshat. But when you go over the whole Rashbo, you see that the Rashbo directs it as a kasha not only against Rav Nachmanel Pshat, but against Rashi's Pshat. But against Rav Nachmanel Pshat, it's obvious that this is a kasha. Against Rav Nachmanel Pshat, the reason is why Mechayev Lachrine, because if he's made, he was Mikadish, or she is made, she was Mikodeshes to Ruvain, so then, so Leia, the Mikodeshes, is Asura to Shimon, to Levi, to Yehuda, to Yisocha. So, if Ruvain is made that the sode that belonged to him originally, he sold it to Shimon. So he's Nemon, he does what he made up. But he also has Lachine. So then Levi cannot buy it like this. If he didn't sell it already to Shimon, so Levi could exert pressure upon Ruvain and he might sell it to Levi. But now that Ruvain is made, he already sold it to Shimon. So no pressure will avail him. He can't tell it to Levi anymore. So why don't we say that that's also Chav Lachrine? Every Dras Baldini is a Chav Lachrine. He's made it, I sold it to you. I give it to you, Matana. So it's to the detriment of every other person. Yes, that's the ultimate reason. The answer is, that's not Chavrachine. That's Mimele. Mimele. In other words, I am made that I gave the Sodom Matana to Shimon. Reuven is made that he gave the Sodom Matana to Shimon. Mimele. No one else can have it. That's Chavrachine. So why is Dushan Chavrachine? Because he's made it, she's an Ishishish. So no one else can marry her. Of course. So by Mechira Tub, my Tani Tub, no one else can be Zeich in it. That's the cash. But if you go over the whole, so one could think that's only Kasha against the Rachshat, who says it's Chavra Achrine because he asks a Kulam. But according to Rashi's Pshat, it's not the kasha. No, but the Rashbo means it as a kasha against Rashi's pshat too. Because over there it's also a mele. I mean, in other words, it's mele. He's made there that he was mikadisha. Mimele, there are certain alochas in of arayas. There are certain alochas of arayas. If someone is mikadisha nisho, so there are certain krevis that become osa. So that's like the detriment that is caused to Levi and Yehuda when Reuven is made, he gave the Sodom Matana to Shimon. All right, so Otu Mishayde Shemoch Hasodah Chaverin in Emon Umikrino Mechayv Achine Vafilu Rav Nachman Donon Ferekamed Imtziye Hamadbi Imtziye Chaver Leikon Chavere Because Yoif Tami Shemav Tivis Balchim Mokishchav Achirim. So there we could also argue that way. Vafal Pishis Nachirim Loyo Bemshum Schus. Shana Osom Davik Hefkia. So they do have his Schus. Davik Hefkia. Uschus Hatel Oleo Vinim Sozekim Chayv Achirim. Shoyachin Liskis Bobli Rishus. Avokan Shein Odom Schus Oleo. Vein Odom Zeche Boel Medaito. Mai Chav Achirim Ike. Boy, that's
the moment of the geschus. It just means a right. It means it's actually some sort
it's
of
the moment of the geschus.
Of course, for everyone.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. I don't want to discuss it because it's not our. Wait, the afilu avokan shein odom geschus aleo. Vein odom zeich bo midaito maichav acherim. Wait, afilu mokim shchav acherim. Kol shehi mechayeves bidoye bidosa mishmigeh. Is never. Uchidi mashmal for coming to see it. Amrino some motze sheva a receipt. This manch a receipt for the ksuve. The receipt states that the ishe signed the receipt that she collected already the ksuve. So if somebody found it in the street, this manch a ishe made a yazle bar. Uparche v'leichus dilmo kosvo litn binisin v'leinos atishre. So when was the shifuk pokat? Only in Tishrei, but she sold the ksuve b'tivus hanoye minisim v'tishrei. So and she was entitled to sell it because if she sold the ksuve tivus hanoye enough, the ksuve was not as yet paid. But then he'll produce the receipt and Bezdin will see the date. Alev Benissen, they'll think that he paid already the ksuve. He paid the ksuve in Nissen. They wouldn't know that the ksuve was paid in Tishrei, so they'll invalidate the sale of the tivus hanoy of the ksuve to bishloi kedin. So he says, ומופל שישיב את כוסף ניסן ופרקים ואומר רבי שמה מנו איסי לשמואל דמר מיך אשתחיל וחביל וחוזר ומוכל מוכל כלי מהווכים די אף שלו למחיל. So what was the cash of the Gemara? How can we rely on the doye of the ishe, but it's chav lachine. It's chav lachine, it's to the detriment of the likuches who bought the ksuve b'tivus hanoye. So the Gemara's answer is no. Here, even though it's chav lachine, since it's biyode to be mafsid them, the mafsid likuches anyway, because the mechile, so mele, even chav lachine is nemo. So the Gemara says, ופאקינון אמר רבי שממן ישראל ישמואל דמה אמיך שתל חבר חזר מוכל מוכל קלימה וכין די אפשלו למחי לבעל הפסס לחלוכל בפנינו. So she has the option to be mafsi lekuches anyway by being meichel. So meile she is nemon to say that the baal lost the receipt. So meile shmami se shmuel nem bochanam eloishne. So in other words, so here too, if you say that it is chavachine, but it's biyodo. I mean, why is it chavachine? Because he asks al kula alme, but it's biyodo. Biyodo some melee, he should be nemo. Dentis v'yesh leima. Here is the crucial rashbo, which is neged the ktsis. The gamimom in deal up because of rachmone, asher yema kiuze. That without Edim it's not valid, or only a question to have a defense against the and dishonest person. So he said, leave us Adli Shak. Not like him at all, but he had a suffix. This Amroi had a suffix. Maybe the Xeis is right that it's like him at all. So then they said, no, he was al shakra. How do we know after all the Torah says, of Shnaim, Shnaim, Shleish, Oedim, Yokum Dovo? And that tends to imply that Yokum Dovo, only through the Oedim it is established, it is validated. That's Lekim Ador. The answer is because we have Exeras Akosu of Kiuze. So Kiuze means if he's made a mixas, then he's high, he pays, he woman says to Shimon, you owe me $100. And Shimon says, I owe you only 50. So he pays 50 and he has to swear on the other 50. Why does he pay 50? Because he's Nemo.
So there's no
yeah. So that raye that when the Torah says al pishnai meidi moshleish eidim davo, it doesn't mean it's lekim davo. The only livroe because of the sakosu of kiuze. If not for the sakosu of kiuze, then the ksei should be right. But since there's the sakosu of kiuze, so the Torah tells us that the pshat in yokum davo is livrore, not lekimado. That's what he says. The Yeshleimad Gamimom in Dilab, because Rahmona Shema Kiuze, the Minegam Rimi does Baldinara Milil Mikam Milsel Bisade, Mishinoxidal Pishnai made Mishle Shadim, Yokum Dovo, Uchistapke Milsel Mazu Trebrabacher Bissamur, Elodose Kiuze Vigolon, the Yokum Dovo. So in other words, so the question is, Yokum Dovo really means that it needs aiding. Without aiding, it's not valid. So, but here, the Torah says, Kiuze, that without aiding, it's also valid. So why does the Torah use the Loshin Yokum Dovo? So the Yokum Dovo is mentioned by the Torah in the case where it's chav lachin, so elo the yokum dovo kuze vigon the yokum dovo vakim di kachiv lachin eksi vihil kach arayes, it's not it al it's reish arayes di chsiv bo dovo al kol choch li tzad momen sheyeish bechevo yikshu viloi li tzad momen sheyim bechevo. Let's say when the leaver says that it's a valid star, and yes, no, chosim lecherim, and the only chosim mishibodim, so then it's chav lachin mamesh. because it's to the detriment. Mashenkin Bagdushin, it's not really a chayv. But since the Torah says, on one hand the Torah says, Al Pishnai made Mushleish Eidim Yokum Dovo. So that means that without Eidim, Bezdin cannot enforce anything without Eidim. And on the other hand, there's another Gzeres HaKosuv which seems to contradict it. That even without Eidim, Bezdin can enforce it, that when he says, I owe you 50, so Bezdin collects the 50. So there's a stira between the two psukim. On one hand, the posse Yokum Dovor implies Bezdin cannot enforce it without Eidim. And on the other hand, the other Zakosuf, Kiuze, implies that Bezdin can enforce it even without Eidim, as long as there is Idras Baldin. So then we say that the Yokum Dovor that is mentioned at the moment is, has reference to a case where it's Mamish Chavlach. So then Bezdin cannot enforce it. So maybe we learn out Exereshobet Dovor Dovor that Gdushin, every Gdushin, has the same din as Momain, where it's a real Chavlachini. So they are Bezdin cannot enforce it. He enforce it. So Gdushin is not recognized. Every Gdushin is not recognized. So, but it has to be Dumye. So, since it's Chayvachine, Yasas Akul Alme, Yasas Akrevim, so there is an analogy. But one Chavachine is a real Chavachine. The other Chavachine is not a real Chavachine. But in order that to apply the Xereshove of Dovo Dovo, there has to be a certain similarity. But it's not on the basis because he has no mnemonis. Then, look what the Rashba says further. One could still argue, maybe it's not negative taste, but let's see what the Rashba says. Suppose the case where it's chavlach in the mamish. Let's say somebody found the shtar on the street, and the leve is made there that it's not mizuyev. It's not mizuyev that he gave it to the malve. He gave it to the malve, but the leve has no nechosim necherim. All the nechosim are in the possession of the likuchas. So in such a case, he's not nemon. Because it's chavlachine to the likuchas. Suppose the Levi says, "Oh, I have Eidim who knows, who saw how I was meiser the shtar alvoye to the malve. But why didn't you produce them in Bezdin? Oh, they went to Australia. I can bring them. They went to Australia. So in such cases, not nemonida. So." It's not because he isn't, because it's really a chavachine. V'teira dilu chavachine mamesh, afal gav doma kozeh v'kozeh hoyo v'fneidim hoyo v'olchom v'nesayam e'enemon. Dilu hoche, yomron iskadashti v'fnei shnayim v'olchom v'nesayam oy shemeisu iznemenes, b'kchidesh. The Ktseis would say the fairest to the contrary. In other words, that Hamkadish B'li'edim in Mekadeshes, even though the Mekadesh and Mekadeshes say he was Mekadesh, but suppose the Mekadesh and Mekadeshes say I was Mekadesh B'fnei'edim, where are the Edim? The Edim went to Australia, or the Edim died, and he mentioned the names Yosef ben Shimon and Yosef ben Yitzchok, and they died. So in such a case, she's Mekudeshes, she requires a get. In other words, because he does Baldin, because by Gdushin is not Chavlachine. Why is it Chavlachine? Just because Asas HaKol Alme, that's Mimele. Just because Asas HaKrevim, that's Mimele. It's not Chavlachine. When he says that I gave him the Shtar, and and there's no nechosim necherin, so the whole hagode of the baldovor is chavlachim, is to the detriment of somebody else, is not to his detriment, because the malve can't collect from him a penny, he has no nechosim. But here, that's mimele. So mimele is not chavlachim, so where it's a question of livrure, the mikadish and mikudeshes have nemonis on the basis of Idas Malvi. But when do we say that he's not Mekodeshes? When we say there was no Eidim. Then, because we need Lekim Adolo. So, the Rashba explicitly spells it out, not Lirzis, that by Momein there is no requirement of Lekim Adolo. It's only an Inyan of Livusad Leshakhe. And by Dushin there is a requirement of Lekim Adolo. How do we know? Because of the Xereshava of the Vodovo. But then you ask, but by moment itself there is he does Baldin. So the answer is, since we have two psukim, which snakes from a makrishim zeze, because one posik, al pishnai meishleishim yokondovo, tends to imply that it requires edim, and Bezdin cannot enforce any transaction without edim, even if there is a Das Baldin. And on the other hand, we have a posse that even without Edim, Besdin can enforce a transaction. So what do we say? That the Yokum Dovo, the Torah says, is reference to a case where it's Chavlachin. So Mele Besdin cannot enforce. And all Gdush, whether it's Chavlachin or it's not Chavlachin, is learned out from the moment that is Chavlachin. So just as by moment that is Chavlachin, a Bezdin cannot enforce on the basis of Yidu'as Baldin, only on the basis of Agodas Eidim, so every Gdushin cannot be valid, and only if there is Eidim. But it's a Din of Kim Adovah of Eides. It's explicitly against the Ksais, according to the Ksais, if let's say by Dush. So there's a big Chiddush in the Rashba. The Rashba says, if the Mekadesh Mekodeshes will say, Kidashti Oiso, Bifnei Pleini Upleini, Viholcho Emdines Ayam, so she requires a get. The Ksais would say she doesn't require a get. So Mele, we can explain the Teisves. The Ksais explains it his way, but after taking notice of what the Rashba says, so the Pshat and Teisves could be like this. Miu Yishlechal, Yuin Yemon Dinhan Yidaz Baldin, Kimeidin Sage Beidachsime, Binkeim Hidaz Baldin, because it's the same. Because by moment there is no union of Likim Adovo, so the key in moment is valid without any aiding. So, and the only question is it true or not true? So Idach Sime is as good a biro as he does Baldin. But Mashain Kei, Abu Bukdushin Vigayashin, Lumahani Baldin. Why? But since we should say that it is Mahanye, and the Eve, on the contrary, since there is Xer Shabbat of Dova Dova Momein, and by Momein there is no Din of Likim Adovo, because there is Xer Sakosuf of Kiuze, that he doesn't require any Eides Likim Adovo, so by Elvo doesn't require Eides Likim Adovo either, because of the same Xer Shabbat. So the answer is, as the Rashba says, because the sins is bidush nosol akreivim uvidush uvigirish nosol akein, it's not a real chavlachine, but mimele, so the yalfuse of dovo is to a that is hukash, to a moment that is really chavlachine. Mimele, the hekesh tells us that Gdushin requires Eidim Mekim Adovo, some Mele Yechsina Amivare, but they are not Eidiriye. Then at the riyed, and some mele dikdushin cannot be valid. I mean, so we can explain it according to the Pseislamdes, but according to the Rajbo, so we can explain it that way according to the Lomdes of the Rajbo. Alright, I mean, there's something else, but it's later on here. So continue and answer.
According to
the
Rajbo,
we don't
even
look
at him by moment.
We don't need Nadim Kimano. Never. Yeah, he says that the reason why the Torah uses the Loshin Yokum Dovo, because the Torah uses that Loshin in the case of Momin Voitzchav Lachim. Let's say, when the Levi says that he it's a good star, and he was Meser to the Malve. But there are no nechosim nechirin, there are only nechosim shibodim. So then Bezni cannot enforce the claim of the Malve.
There is no way that it's called in over there. So Malve, we need, that's when you need Eidim Lekim.
Yeah,
it's not a real Eidim Lekim. It's just not you don't have.
Even there, but
not a real Eidim Lekim.
Bezni cannot enforce it. So Malve, by Gdushin, if there are no Eidim, Bezni doesn't recognize it. It's not kind.
But would Bakadushin, according to Rashi, is Eidim Lekim, or it's also just Eidim Lekim?
No, it's Lekim at all.
Lekim.
Yeah. Over there, even where it's Chav Lachine, so Bezdin cannot enforce it. But Kelapi Shammai, so he's a Gazlan if he doesn't turn over the Soditon. But Bezdin cannot enforce it. So Mele we learn now, Dova Dova, that Bakadushin, it's not valid altogether. It's not mamish like mamish. That's what the Rashba says. But that's a bit chiddush in the Rashba. The Kseis, I think that the Kseis spells it out. That by Kedushin, even if he says, he's kadashti, he's plainly, volchim, he's a yam. So he's in them. The Rashba says the contrary.